I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Southwest Iowa news for Friday morning, November the 18th. The Cass County Community Foundation, or CCCF, on Thursday announced that $20,900 in grants were awarded Monday to various nonprofit agencies within the county. CCCF Chair Nicholas Hunt said with these most recent grants included, the CCCF has distributed $713,875 over the past 11 years to qualifying groups and organizations. The most recent grant package includes $1,000 from the Lawrence E. and Mary J. Turner Endowed Fund to Friends of the Atlantic Animal Shelter and $1,000 from the Griswold Community Development Endowment Fund to the Cass County Historical Society and $500 from the Triumph Endowed Fund for Cass County to the City of Marnie. You can view the entire list of organizations receiving grant monies from the Cass County Community Foundation on our website at kjan.com. Just click on the news tab and scroll on down for this story. All the grantees met the criteria as Cass County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions in the areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. Only organizations providing services in Cass County were eligible. For more information about donating or establishing an individual foundation or fund, you can contact any CCCF board member or Dennis Nissen at 1-800-794-3458. Police in Harlan said on Thursday that three juveniles from that community were arrested on criminal mischief and other charges Monday after authorities received a report about young men knocking on doors and leaving obscene pictures on porches. 14-year-old Levi Preston was charged with harassment in association with those acts. 13-year-old Brian Wilkie and 14-year-old Zachary Powers were charged for accessory after the fact. All three of the Harlan youth were charged with criminal mischief for allegedly throwing eggs at a house earlier in the day on Monday. The teens were cited and released to their parents, and their cases referred to juvenile court. Police in Harlan report also that a Harlan man was arrested Monday on an active Shelby County warrant for burglary in association with an incident at 411 6th Street earlier this month. 20-year-old Winston Joe Leal was brought to the Shelby County Jail, where he was subsequently charged with interference with official acts. In other news, the Harlan PD said Thursday that 47-year-old Carla Moeller of Westphalia was arrested November 12th on active warrants out of Shelby and Carroll counties. And on November 10th, 18-year-old Sarah Caswell of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant for burglary in the third degree in connection with an incident which occurred June 28th at 412 Durant Street in Harlan. Caswell was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said Thursday that a Casey woman had turned herself into the Sheriff's Department that morning. 42-year-old Connie J. Emgarten faces a charge of theft in the second degree. The charge stems from an investigation into a theft which occurred at a business in Kimbleton on October the 8th. Emgarten was released from custody after appearing before a magistrate. Her preliminary hearing was set for December the 5th. A former federal union official has been sentenced to 3 years of probation, including 6 months of being confined to her home for embezzling $33,000. U.S. District Judge John Jarvie issued the sentence Wednesday to Ann Kelly, the former treasurer secretary of the American Federation of Government Employees in Council Bluffs. The retired federal railroad inspector had pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud for using union funds between 2002 and 2007 to make payments to personal credit cards and write checks to family members. Kelly had asked Jarvie to show leniency and let her avoid prison time. She'd argued the theft was motivated to help her family out of a series of financial crises and that she'd already cashed out her retirement savings to pay the money back. A 15-year-old boy from Lenox faces a felony theft charge following an investigation into two separate burglaries. The unidentified boy was charged with possession of stolen property having a value in excess of $1,000. That's a Class D felony, and it stems from an investigation into a burglary at Hughes Feed and residential burglary in Lenox. The charge was filed with a juvenile court officer. Police in Lenox said Thursday that assault charges have been filed in juvenile court against two male students at the Lenox Middle School. The charges were filed after police investigated a report Wednesday morning that two boys, ages 12 and 13, wrestled a 13-year-old male to the ground and kicked him repeatedly while he was on the ground. The victim sustained minor injuries and was transported by private vehicle to a doctor. The names of the juveniles were not released. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer Thursday put out a press release asking for the public's help in locating a dog who bit a man after he freed it from a trap. Palmer says Stephen Weiss of Shenandoah was releasing a dog from a trap Tuesday afternoon when the brown mixed breed animal wearing a yellow collar bit him on the hand, causing an injury. The incident happened about 5 miles north of Essex on D Avenue near the Montgomery-Page County line. Authorities contacted residents in that area in an attempt to locate the dog and or its owner, but neither was found. If you have any information about a dog fitting that description, you can call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. The Atlantic Police Department said Thursday that some minor injuries were reported following an accident Wednesday afternoon at 7th and Walnut Streets. Vehicles driven by Dylan Cox and Laura Champlin, both of Atlantic, collided at around 2:40 p.m. The accident happened as both vehicles were traveling south on Walnut Street. And according to the police report, Champlin had stopped to wait for traffic before making a left-hand turn. Cox failed to stop in time and rear-ended Champlin's vehicle. Cox was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries and subsequently cited for following too close. Damage from that crash amounted to $4,500. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reported late this week that 20 head of hogs were killed during a tractor-trailer rollover last Saturday evening near the intersection of Highway 25 and White Pole Road, or Highway 6. The accident happened at around 6 p.m. on November the 12th when a Freightliner semi registered to Christensen Farms of Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, went out of control and rolled onto its passenger side. The driver of the truck, Philip Osborne of Fairmont, Minnesota, was not injured. Officials say the accident happened when Osborne reached for a piece of pizza. As he did so, the truck went off the road onto the unfinished shoulder. The wheels on the passenger side sunk nearly a foot onto the shoulder. When Osborne attempted to get the vehicle back onto the paved road, the semi swerved back across both lanes of traffic and rolled onto the highway, sliding to a stop on its side, blocking both lanes of traffic. 20 hogs died in the crash, where the rest were deemed unsuitable for market. Damage to the semi was estimated at $100,000, and Osborne was cited for failure to maintain control. A report in the Guthrie Center Times says a fire in a pickup truck last Friday morning, November the 11th, in Panora, was caused by a mobile meth lab mishap. Police in Panora told the paper that the Panora Fire Department was called out around 11:30 a.m. to a vehicle fire at the Troy Downing residence. An investigation determined the 1999 Dodge Ram pickup truck registered to 34-year-old Frank Howie Jr. of Panora began with a meth lab inside the vehicle. Authorities notified the Iowa Narcotics Division, and a follow-up investigation resulted in Howie being arrested on felony charges, which included manufacturing methamphetamine under 5 grams, possession of drug precursors, and receiving precursors. Howie was also charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Guthrie County Jail on a $20,000 cash-only bond. His preliminary hearing, which was to have been held yesterday, was instead continued until Monday, November 21st. In addition, 36-year-old Troy Downing of Panora was arrested on a felony charge of furnishing a precursor and prohibited acts, an aggravated misdemeanor. Downing posted a $10,000 cash bond Monday afternoon and was released from the Guthrie County Jail. 27-year-old Brooke Whitney of Panora was arrested on a felony charge of furnishing a precursor. She was being held in the Guthrie County Jail on $10,000 cash-only bond, and her preliminary hearing was set for November 21st. And that is a check of some of the latest area news here on KJAN. More news is available online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.